It's not often that a judge, a prosecutor, and an anti-crime crusader argue for the release of a repeat felon, but that's exactly what's happening in Washington State. It involves a case of a violent purse snatcher who was sentenced to life in prison under Washington's Three Strikes You're Out law. Austin Jenkins of the Northwest News Network reports from Olympia, Washington.
By all accounts, Stephen Dozier was a bad man. In the early 1990s, he was in his early 30s and addicted to cocaine. To feed his habit, he got into the habit of violently punching women and stealing their purses. Convicted for the third time of second-degree robbery in 1994, Dozier was one of the first felons sentenced to life in prison under Washington State's first-in-the-nation three-strikes law.
Those crimes were cowardly and they were desperate.
Dan Satterberg is the elected prosecutor in King County, which includes Seattle. Recently, he testified at a clemency hearing for Dozier. Usually, prosecutors come to these hearings to oppose mercy. Not this time.
I want to give you three reasons why I think, as a prosecutor, that this board should recommend clemency to the governor, and why I think this case really presents a justice issue.
Satterberg, a Republican, proceeded to argue that Washington State's Three Strikes Law has a clemency provision for a reason. It's the safety valve on a lock-em-up, throw-away-the-key law. He also explained that if Dozier's third strike case came to his office today, he likely wouldn't seek a life sentence. That's because Dozier's crime, second-degree robbery, is the lowest crime eligible for a three-strikes conviction in Washington State. Finally, Satterberg said the reason Stephen Dozier deserves clemency is because of Stephen Dozier himself.
This is a man who we have sent to the reformatory, who I think has become reformed. And I think we have every reason to believe that this model prisoner can become a model citizen.
This hearing earlier this month was extraordinary on several counts. Not only was it the first time a Washington State three-strikes offender has been granted a clemency hearing since the law was passed in 1993, but there was an all-star lineup testifying on Dozier's behalf. The prosecutor, the judge who sentenced him, a county councilman, and even one of the co-authors of Washington's three-strikes law, conservative talk show host John Carlson. He says the clemency provision was written into Washington's law for just this kind of case.
And as I was reading Stephen Dozier's story, I said, after 15 years, I think we found a guy. This is the kind of person that we thought might trigger the clemency section of the Three Strikes Bill.
It turns out this isn't the only case. King County Prosecutor Satterberg has identified three other three-strikes convicts from the early and mid-1990s whose crime was second-degree robbery, individuals he believes should have the chance to make the case for clemency. Asked why he's leading the charge and not the convicts themselves or their attorneys?
I don't believe that any of them ever really thought that they had a shot of getting out. I thought they believed that society had thrown away the key and forgotten about them. But I don't think that that's right.
Since Washington State adopted a three-strikes law, about half the states have followed suit. This get-tough approach is a factor in the nation's swelling prison population. The American Civil Liberties Union praises Prosecutor Satterberg's willingness to take a second look at some convictions, but the ACLU's Larry Frankel says his organization remains opposed to three-strikes laws because they shift discretion from judges to prosecutors.
And that is one of our fundamental objections to these laws and to all mandatory sentencing laws, is they really tie the hands of the judges and give an inordinate amount of power to one player in the system.
That said, Frankel acknowledges there's no groundswell to overturn three strikes laws. In Washington State, three strikes convict Stephen Dozier testified on his own behalf at his clemency hearing. He spoke by phone from prison.
I come to this hearing today to ask this board to view me as the person that I've come to be, and not as the disgusting person I was many years ago. That man is dead. He's buried in the past.
In the end, the clemency board voted unanimously to recommend Dozier's sentence be commuted. Dozier's fate now rests in the hands of Washington Governor Chris Gregoire, a Democrat. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.